It was titled The Making of a Gadol. So tonight I would like to discuss a little bit the idea of the making of a gadol. And before we do that, I would like to ask three questions. We all know the first question. We all know that in this week's parsha, the Torah tells us about Korach's uprising. Vayakumu lifnei Moshe va'anashim ibnei Yisrael chamishim u'masayim, and they stood before Moshe, 250 members of Klal Yisrael. Vayikalu al Moshe v'al Aaron, and they gathered upon Moshe and Aaron. Vayomer aleihem, and they said, Kichol ha'ida kulam kidoshim. The entire Eda, the entire assembly, kulam kidoshim, were all holy. Umadua tisnasu al kahal Hashem, why is it that you've given yourselves positions of prominence? We all stood at Har Sinai, we're all holy, we all deserve positions of prominence. Why is it that you, Moshe and Aaron, are the ones that are given or have given yourselves these positions? What about us as well? And ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu heard this, Vayipal al panav. And obviously, we know the outcome, the demise of Korach v'chol Adaso, as the Adama, as the land, as the earth opened up and swallowed Korach v'chol Adaso. Why is Korach's request, or Korach's observation, any different than Aaron HaKohen's? And let me explain. Rashi comes and asks the question, Lama nismecha parshas hamenorah leparshas hanasiim? What's the juxtaposition of ideas between the parsha of the menorah, which was at the end of parshas naso, and the parsha of the nasiim, lefi kishara Aaron chanukas hanasiim? When Aaron saw the Chanukas HaNasiim, when Aaron saw the dedication, the karbonos that were brought by the Nasiim, Cholsha az Daito, he was depressed. Shalohaya imahem b'chanukah lohu v'lo shvato. That neither he nor his shevet, the Kohanim, were able to partake in the dedication of the Mishkan. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Aaron and says, Chayecha, Shelcha gedolah mishalahem, that yours is going to be greater, she'ata madlik umetiv es haneros, that you are going to be able to be madlik, you're all going to be able to light the menorah. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Aaron different than the response that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given to Korach? Essentially, Aaron is saying the same thing. Why are they any different than us? They're coming and bringing the karbanos. They're coming and inaugurating this Mishkan that you're going to be in. We all are deserving of that chash of responsibility. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after hearing the protest of Aaron, and if it wasn't said, if it wasn't articulated, essentially that's what Aaron felt. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Aaron HaKohen and says, my dear Aaron, Shelcha gidola mishelahem sha'ata madlik u'meitiv es haneros. Why was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Aaron HaKohen? But when Korach comes and essentially says the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to partake. We want to be able to be involved in the affairs of leadership. We want to be able to come and enhance the quality of Klal Yisrael. Why are they the ones that are given that responsibility, that opportunity? What about us? And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds by opening up the land and swallowing Korach v'chol Adaso. Why? By Aaron HaKohen, it's my dear kinder, I'm going to take care of you for Dori Doros, for eternity, for generations. But when it came to Korach, the Adama spits them in and throws them out forever dying, not in this world nor the next world do they have a share. Essentially, the statement, the request, the observation of Aaron is the same, similar to the observation of Korach v'chol Hadasso, yet the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally different. Why? That's question number one. Question number two is in the beginning of this week's Parsha, Vayikach Korach, and Korach took, and Rashi comes and makes a very enigmatic, a very puzzling statement. Vayikach Korach, and Korach took, Parsha Zu, Yofa, Nidreshes, B'Midrash, Rebbe Tanchuma. That this Parsha is beautifully expounded, beautifully explained, beautifully darshaned, in the Medrash of Rebbe Tanchuma. A very difficult statement of Rashi to understand, because we don't find that Rashi does this anywhere else. And by the fact that he's saying it here, the implication is that the Medrash Rebbe Tanchuma doesn't really explain ideas well, except in this Parsha. And furthermore, it's Rashi's role, Rashi's job, to take statements of the Medrash and give it to us, and explain it to us. The past Medrash that we quoted in Parshas Bahaloscha, Lama Nismecha, Parshas Hanasiim, LeParshas HaMenorah, that's the Medrash Tanchuma. Why didn't Rashi come and tell us, Parshasu Yofeh Nidreshes B'Midrash Rebbe Tanchuma? Rashi's job, that's what Rashi does. Rashi comes and takes selected Maimrei Chazal, whether it's a Medrash Rabbah, whether it's a Medrash Tanchuma, and gives it to us. He doesn't tell us, go look it up for yourself, because, by the way, it happens to be a beautiful Medrash. What's going on here? Why is Rashi doing that specifically at the outset of Parshas Korach? And my third question, continuing with the opening pasuk of this week's parsha, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi. And Korach, the son of Yitzhar, the son of Kahas, the son of Levi, took. Rashi bavarns, Rashi anticipates the question that each and every one of us have. And that is, why does the pasuk not extend itself to telling us Ben Levi Ben Yaakov? Why does the pasuk stop and tell us only his lineage until Levi? Rashi comes and tells us the reason why the pasuk doesn't mention Ben Yaakov, V'lo hiskir Ben Yaakov shebikesh rachamim, because Yaakov had davened, he beseeched HaKadosh Baruch Hu for compassion, for mercy, Shelo Yiskar Shemo B'Malchoso Shel Korach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, should not mention his name in the Machlokes of Korach. And therefore, the Torah doesn't mention the name of Yaakov, because Yaakov doesn't want to have his name associated to Machlokes. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquiesced to his wishes, and his name wasn't mentioned. But the obvious question that one has to ask is, this was a foolish tefillah. Every single child, every single adult, every man and female and elderly person and youngster and anyone under the sun ultimately knows that Levi was the son of Yaakov. Lo maila v'lo morida, shaharei hakol yodim shelevi hu ben Yaakov. What is that tefillah? Does it really help anything that the Torah doesn't necessarily mention Yaakov Avinu's name? At the end of the day, when we're having this discussion about Korach, all of us are saying that Korach ultimately, if he's a descendant of Levi, was also a descendant of Yaakov Avinu. The Oznayim LeTorah of Zalman Saratskin explains beautifully by explaining the request, the tefillah of Yaakov. And he says that this wasn't a normal request. This wasn't what we originally had assumed. Rather, Yaakov bikesh rachamim shelo yishtamesh korach bishmo lemor. Yaakov Avinu had davened that Korach should not use Yaakov as a pretext, as a guide, to say, Halo gam Yaakov, bachir ha'avos. Look at Yaakov, the choicest of all of the patriarchs. Hishtadel v'sikin es atzmo lokach es ha'bechora. He pried himself in. Yaakov Avinu came before his illustrious father and said, my dear Tati, why does he deserve the brachos more than me? We're both your children. Why should he be entitled to those brachos? Don't I deserve them as well? Except that perhaps what Yaakov had done was worse, because he tricked his father and took that which wasn't his. At least Korach is doing it in an outward way. He's letting everyone know what his position is. So Korach's going to come and say, no one should have a taina, a complaint about what I'm doing. Because at the end of the day, all I'm doing is what my great-great-grandfather Yaakov Avinu had done generations earlier. He came before Yitzchak and said, my dear Tata, Kulam Kidoshim, Madua Tisnasu, why are you promoting Esav before me? I deserve those brachos. I am entitled to those brachos. At least give it to both of us. And if not, I'm deserving. I'm going to take it. This is what Korach would have come and said and pronounced for all to hear as to justify why Korach, what he was doing was correct. Yaakov Avinu didn't want that. Yaakov Avinu was a Roaz HaNolad. He understood what was going to happen in the future, and therefore he beseeched Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't combine, don't bring my name into the machlokes of Korach v'chol Adaso. Don't let him use me as a pretext to his evil ways. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted his request, and his name was omitted from the Torah in the context of Korach v'chol Adaso. Which begs the question, though. Ultimately, why is Yaakov Avinu different from Korach? Seemingly, it is a good taina. Korach seems to be justified in bringing in the name of Yaakov Avinu. Why is Yaakov Avinu different than what Korach had done? And I believe the answer to that question is the pasuk in Parshas Toldos, Perik Chav Zayin, pasuk Ches, that says, Va'ata bini shema bikoli. Rivka tells Yaakov Avinu, and now my son, listen to my voice. La asher ani mitzava osach. I am commanding you. The difference between Korach and Yaakov is Yaakov listened to Das Torah. Yaakov didn't do anything on his own. He listened to Rivka Imenu. Yaakov was nogea b'davar. Yaakov was a party. He was involved in the brachos. it would not have been correct for him to come and announce Kulam Kiddushim. He needed a tzava, he needed a commandment. He needed Rivka Imenu to come and tell him, I am commanding you as a Das Torah, as a Rebbe commanding his Talmud. This is what you are mechuyev to do. Korach didn't have that. Korach didn't have a Das Torah, didn't have a mentor, didn't have someone guiding him and being able to teach him right from wrong. If Korach would have had that Das Torah telling him, you can come and pronounce Kulam Kiddushim Umadua Tisnasu Al Kahal Hashem, then Korach would have been justified in making that proclamation. But he didn't. And Yaakov Avinu did. Yaakov Avinu came before Das Torah. Rivka Imenu understood that it is necessary to come to Das Torah. And she took that very seriously. And she gave over what she felt was Das Torah to Yaakov Avinu. Now this is Rivka Imenu, understand. Rivka Imenu perhaps is the first person who taught us about going to Das Torah. My father had a beautiful, beautiful hosafa to this idea. My father says that this is an idea that was prime, that was dear to Rivka. After all, Vayitzrotzu Habonim Bekirba, that there was angst, there was infighting in her womb. Vatomer, she says, in Kain Lamaze Anochi, Vatelech Lidros Es Hashem, she went. And Rashi comes and tells us, what does that mean? Vatelech Lidros Es Hashem. What it means is that she went to the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever. She went to Das Torah. She went to find out, what do I do? Where do I go? Give me Hadracha. However great a person is, they always need a Rebbe. Korach was a pikeach. He was a gadol. He was one of the nosei ha'aron. But he didn't have Das Torah guiding him. And that ultimately was his downfall. And that is precisely why this week's Parsha, the opening Rashi of this week's Parsha, Vayikach Korach, Rashi comes and tells us, Parsha zu yofe nidreshes b'medrash Rabbi Tanchuma. What is Rashi coming and telling me? Shouldn't Rashi be the one to just tell me the medrash? Why does he have to come and explain it in such a difficult, puzzling way? The answer is Rashi is telling us that the downfall, and perhaps what could have spared Korach, was Torah Shebal Peh, was Emunas Chachomim, was Das Torah. Medrash Tanchuma is a transmission of our Mesorah, is a transmission of Torah Shebal Peh. The greatest manifestation of Torah Shebal Peh is the Medrash. And therefore, Rashi comes and tells us, Parsha Zu, this Parsha, Yofen Nidreshes, it could have been averted. Korach could have been spared, he could have been saved. The way to darshan, the way to understand the entire Parsha of how someone so chashiv could have had such a precipitous fall was through Medrash Rebbe Tanchuma. If only he would have had a Rebbe guiding him, transmitting the Mesorah to him, he would have understood that he's very different than Yaakov Avinu. You see, Yaakov Avinu was Lidros Es Hashem. She had Das Torah commanding him that this is what you are mechuyev to do. Korach didn't have that. Rashi is telling us, if only he would have understood that there's a Mesorah, that there's Das Torah, that there's Emunas Chachamim, there never would have been a Korach B'chol Adaso. That Korach would have had a Chelek Li'olam Haba. But there never was a Lidros Es Hashem. And that ultimately, what Korach could have become to what he became. But there was something else that Korach was missing. Korach didn't understand that to be considered and to become a Gadol Hadar, to be a leader of the people, not only do you need to have a Mora Derech, a Das Torah, someone to go to for guidance, there's one other criterion you need to have. And Aaron HaKohen had that. Because if you look at the Rashi that we quoted initially, that Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Naso, in Parshas Bahaloscha, Rashi comes and tells us, Lefi kishiroa Aaron Chanukas HaNesiyim, when Aaron HaKohen saw the dedication of the Nesiyim, Cholsha Az Daito, he became depressed. Shalohoya imayim b'chanaka, that he wasn't with them in Chanaka. Lo hu v'lo shvato, not him and not his shevet. Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was so tzibrochen, was so depressed. Not only was he not able to be involved, not he nor his tribe. To be a Gadol Hadar, to be a leader of people, you have to be burdened that others don't have as well. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded differently to Korach than he did to Aaron HaKohen, perhaps their statement was the same. They both objected that others are involved when they aren't. But their hergish, their feeling towards others' lack of involvement was clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bochein Levavos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to internalize the feelings of each and every person. Understood that Aaron HaKohen was upset that he nor his Shevet, Hu V'lo Shifto, was not able to partake in the dedication of this Mishkan. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding that that's a gadol, that's a leader, that's someone who I want to bring karbanos, I'm going to let him know that he's going to have a chelek, him and his shevet. And the way the Ramban understands it, mida keneged mida, because Aaron was so tzibrochen about not only him, but others as well, that reward, the schar, was for generations, for him and future Kohanim in the form of the Hashmonoim, who were victorious in their battle with the Syrian Persians. If Korach only would have been concerned with others as he was himself, again, we would never look at Korach v'chol adaso as a machlokes shelo l'shem shamayim. The making of a gadol, the making of a leader, requires two ideas or two things. You need a rebbe, you need a morid derech, you need a guide, a mentor, someone to teach you right from wrong. someone to prod you, to make sure you're better, you're maximizing your potential, you're doing right and not wrong. Sor meira va'aseh tov. But also to be a leader, you need to feel the pain of others. Moshe Rabbeinu, the preeminent leader of Klal Yisrael. Lo kam kemoshe. Vayigdal Moshe, vayetze elecha, vayar b'siv losam. He went out to his brothers even though he didn't need to because he lived in a palace among royalty. But Nasan Enav Libo Umetzer Alem, he felt their pain, their suffering. And ultimately, that's the sign of a gadol, a hadar, of a leader of people. Not simply just a Talmud Chacham, but a gadol, one who is committed to others and inspiring others. Now this is not a shmooze simply to become a gadol hador. Because if that was the case, I wouldn't be giving it. Because the reality is there's only one gadol hador. And in Mirza Hashem, it should be each and every one of us, or one of us, or whatever it is. But we all want greatness. Everyone wants greatness. In any field they go into, they want greatness. Everyone wants to be the boss. But how many of us are willing to work to become the boss? Becoming the boss means you got to start all the way on the bottom, all the way at the bottom. You got to be the ones who are going to clean the eggs, clean the chickens, and then eventually you'll own the barn. You need a mentor, someone who's going to guide you. You don't know all the answers. You don't know right from wrong. And you have to be understanding and tolerant of others and feel the pain, the suffering of others. To become a leader of your community, you need to be mevatel yourself to the leader, to the Das Torah of that community. And you also have to be Meitzer Aleihem. You have to feel the pain of the members in your community. That's what it means to be a gadol. A gadol, a giant, is one who's able to belittle himself, to be kovesh himself. Who's a gibor? One who is kovesh. One who's able to listen and to learn. That's the way one grows and develops and nurtures himself. That's what it means to become a gadol. Korach didn't want to start at the bottom. Korach wanted to go immediately to the top. He didn't do what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was working along his brethren in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who started all the way at the bottom. Before Klal Yisrael was this great and mighty nation, Aaron HaKohen was right beside him. They were the ones that had to hear the complaints. They were the ones that had to deal with the Erev Rav. They were the ones that had to subject themselves to the crying and the screaming and the torture and the pain and the suffering of others. Korach just wanted the title without the work, without the mentorship, without the guidance, without the feeling of compassion and pain and suffering for others. And that's why Korach v'chol adoso ein lahem chelek li'olam haba. Because to have eternity means to give others chias, to give others life. Korach only wanted for himself. not willing to give to others as well. Aaron HaKohen was looking to give to others. Moshe Rabbeinu was looking to give to others. Korach wasn't. So let's just quickly review. Our last question was, why is it that Yaakov Avinu isn't mentioned? The answer is because he davened that his name shouldn't be combined or intertwined or connected to Machlokes. That Korach shouldn't use his name as a pretext to what he was doing. We ask, why was that any different, Lamaisa? It shouldn't be any different. The answer is because Yaakov Avinu had a Mara Derech. He had Rivka Imenu guiding him. Korach didn't. Which is exactly why Rashi begins the Parsha teaching us the idea of Medrash Rebbe Tanchuma. Ooh, you should learn the Medrash because that's the Mesorah. That's Torah Shebal Peh. That's Emunas Chachomim. That's Das Torah. And another sign in the making of a Gadol is why Aaron was different. Aaron HaKohen's request was different, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response was different than Korach. Because not only was he feeling depressed that he wasn't able to be engaged, but he was sabrachin, depressed, that his shevet wasn't able to be engaged either. Have a wonderful, wonderful night.